Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, June 7. State government slammed for Queensland's failing health system. Another rate rise for Far North Queenslanders and gill nets to be removed from the Great Barrier Reef. The opposition is accusing the new health minister, Shannon Fentiman, of travelling across Queensland taking selfies instead of fixing issues with the health system. It says data shows the longest wait to be offloaded from an ambulance at Cairns Hospital since August was almost 8 hours. Shadow Minister Ros Bates says local health workers are being let down.
Our hardworking frontline staff are working double shifts to keep the health system on the rails because the Palaszczuk government has simply given up.
Minister Fentiman says demand for hospital services has climbed due to the lack of bulk billing GP clinics thanks to the previous federal government, and says the Queensland ambulance service is the busiest in the country. Also making news this morning, the Reserve Bank's choice to raise the cash rate to 4.1% may have been linked to the Fair Work's decision to increase the minimum wage. But Griffith University economics professor Fabrizio Carmignani says the latest inflation data would have played a more important role in yesterday's rate hike decision.
I wouldn't exclude an additional increase in the interest rate. That could happen within the next month or two.
State and federal government is committed to phasing out all gill nets in the Great Barrier Reef by 2027, with the majority to be removed this year. Funding of $160 million will help improve fisheries transparency and sustainability and includes compensation for affected fishers. The Australian Marine Conservation Society's Great Barrier Reef fisheries expert Simon Miller says the bycatch of iconic threatened species like dugong, turtles and sawfish has been happening for decades.
And so we've got populations of dugongs, of turtles and of dolphins that are all in decline on the reef. So this incredible announcement by the Queensland and Australian governments really is a great outcome for these species.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Mareeba boy Raisha Shroj has made the Queensland Schoolboys Under 15 Rugby League team, being selected from 450 other hopeful players. The second and front rower took on other Queensland teams in the state championships recently held in Townsville. Next, the 15-year-old will head to the national championships in Port Macquarie, New South Wales, in the September school holidays. And North Queensland will soon be welcoming the Maroon girls when they head to Townsville for the second and final game of the NRL State of Origin series. After winning against New South Wales in the first game, the Maroons will be giving it everything they've got to claim both games in the series. Queensland coach Tani Norris says they're really excited about the opportunity to prepare and play in North Queensland, as they know how passionate people in the North are about their rugby league and the Maroons. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.